This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and adults in regional South Australia received the very good news this week that they are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccination. Now I'm joined by Michael Eaves, Executive Director of Nursing and Midwifery with the York and Northern Local Health Network. Michael, how's it going?
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. So where can people get their vaccinations?
Sure. So the York and Northern Health Network, we've set up three major clinics in Wallaroo, Clare and Port Pirie, where anybody over 16 and under 50 can access the Pfizer vaccination. We also, those same clinics will provide vaccinations for AstraZeneca on one day per week, but we would encourage all other people over 50 to still access vaccinations for AstraZeneca through their local GPs or any participating pharmacists.
So these clinics are purely for Pfizer then, and AstraZeneca is available elsewhere?
Predominantly Pfizer, but as I've said, one day per week, each of those will still do AstraZeneca as well, just to support the vaccination process.
So this announcement from the state government was pretty unexpected, I guess, from me, because I'm in phase 2B of the vaccination, but I went and got my Pfizer jab yesterday, so I'm doing the show with a pretty bruised arm. What's inspired, I guess, this sudden change in the rollout of the vaccination?
Oh, look, I think it's really just to continue to encourage regional people to be able to access the vaccinations. Certainly, the idea is to, you know, get as many of the community as vaccinated as early as possible, and this is part of that commitment to achieve that.
So like you said, three clinics, one in Clare, Wallaroo, Port Pirie for the vaccination. How can people register to get the jab?
Sure. So they can go to the SA Health website, and there's a link in there that enables them to go to regional clinics, and then they follow that link, which will take them through to the booking process. They have to book online, and there are plenty of spaces available and plenty of clinics available, I should say, with spaces available to enable them to do that.
No worries. And of course, you need to be able to prove that you do live in the region, in the area. So you can come from outside of Port Pirie, but you know, living in a like Crystal Brook or something like that, and still get the jab?
Absolutely. Anybody living in a regional area that resides, in essence, in this area. I think it also states that if, obviously, there are some people with children who are studying in Adelaide, etc., but their permanent residence is in a regional area, they can also get vaccinated. But you do have to be able to demonstrate that you live within the regional area.
No worries. Well, Michael, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries. I would just encourage everybody to turn up for their vaccination.
That was Michael Eaves, Executive Director of Nursing and Midwifery with the York and Northern Local Health Network on your Classic It's Breakfast. Feels like only just a couple of weeks ago we're talking about the Flinders and Upper North Local Health Network getting a shipment of Pfizer vaccines, and now they are available for people over the age of 16 in the regions. I'm joined by Angela McLaughlin again from the Executive Director of Nursing and Midwifery with the Flinders and Upper North Local Health Network. Angela, how's it going?
Well, thank you.
So, good news then, I guess, for people looking to get the jab in the regions?
Yeah, look, this is really fantastic news for all regional South Australians, and the fact that we're now able to vaccinate every person over 16 years of age within the local health network, and indeed in all regional council areas right across the state. So this is a really phenomenal development, and we really hope that it will help boost the number of people seeking vaccination, particularly younger people right across the Flinders and Upper North.
Of course, it's only been a short time since the announcement. I've went and already got my first dose of the Pfizer vaccine. Couldn't stop me getting it right away. But have we seen an increase in demand since that, I guess, the range of who can get it has opened up?
Yes, absolutely. We have seen a dramatic increase in people booking in over the last really 48 hours. And what we're really trying to do now is get the message out to the community that everyone is able to book. We have many appointments available, and people can book either by calling our clinic directly or by logging on to SA Health and booking via the regional COVID-19 vaccine clinic link.
So where can people find the Pfizer clinics?
Yes, so the Pfizer clinics are all across the LHN. We have static clinics both at the Whyalla and Port Augusta Hospital, and they're offering Pfizer and AstraZeneca. And we also have a number of outreach clinics planned over the coming weeks to places such as Roxby Downs, Forca, Lee Creek and Corn. So, look, it's really exciting. Basically, people can log on to the online booking system, enter their postcode and find an appropriate clinic closest to them and an available time slot.
I guess with such a widespread region as well, it's I guess make sure you make your booking so you don't miss out when those pop-up clinics do pop up.
Yeah, absolutely. Bookings are essential. Obviously, obviously, travelling remote, we need to make sure that we're taking enough vaccine with us on our outreach trips. But we do have enough vaccine available to make sure that that everybody that wants to be vaccinated can be.
No worries. Well, Angela, all the best with the roller and thanks for chatting.
Excellent. Thank you.
That was Angela McLaughlin, Executive Director of Nursing and Midwifery with the Flinders and Upper North Local Health Network on your Classic It's Breakfast.